guy is a star of a ball club. A lot of people look for him and do a lot of things, and there's a lot of pressure on this guy.
That was the voice of the incomparable Willie Mays. And this is Tops in Sports, a production of the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Roach. In a moment, we will be talking by long-distance telephone with Willie Mays, rated by many as the outstanding big league ball player of this era. But first, an important announcement.
On the aerospace team, there's a place for tomorrow's leaders.
From Jefferson City, Missouri, Airman Third Class Eugene Gettle says,
I like this Operation Bootstrap, the Air Force educational program, because you can start your college career while you're still in the Air Force, with the Air Force paying part of the cost.
If you aim to be a leader tomorrow, see your Air Force recruiter today.
Willie Mays has been most valuable player, batting king, perennial all-star performer, and just this past season, the home run champion of the majors. He's won just about every honor possible for an active player to win. Or is there any special goal you still have in mind, Willie?
Well, first of all, I don't like to set goals for myself. The only thing I like to do is try to be in the first 10 of just about everything. That includes run batted in, run scored, batting averages, and home runs, and things like that.
I see, Willie. In other words, you prefer to be a well-rounded player.
Well, I think I help the club more by doing that than just hitting home runs, just driving a lot of runs, just one department. I think I can do well if I can get in all of the public, because to do that, you have to be on base a lot of times. You have to hit quite a few home runs. And I would say that a lot of time when a guy is in all those categories, he's having a real good season.
Even when you were having a real good season, the pressure seemed to build up within you. Your teammates look to you, of course, as the club leader. And every so often, suddenly, you enter a hospital for a 2 or 3 day stay. Now, people wonder about this. Is it that you become ill physically, or is it simply that you feel the need for a complete rest?
Well, I think a guy like myself, when he plays 152 games, 162 a season, that actually he can get a lot tired if he would probably rest a couple of days. Now, you take a guy like that is maybe 25 or 24 years old. It doesn't matter how old he is. If he play every day, I would think a lot of times that he need a couple of days off. But any time a guy is a star of a ball club, a lot of people look for him and do a lot of things. And like you say, it's a lot of pressure on this guy. And when you go into the hospital, actually, it may not be anything wrong. Maybe just need a couple of days for the guy to recuperate and try to get back in strength, I would think.
But why a hospital, Willie?
Well, I think it's up to the ball club a lot of times, too. When a guy feels sick a lot of time, rather than send him home, they just send him to the hospital so they can get a complete checkup or something.
I see. Well, Willie, you're still a relatively young man. You'll be 32 by the time the next season starts. And you see a fellow like Stan Musial still playing good ball at age 42. Do you believe that you're capable of playing, say, as long as Stan the Man?
I think Stan and I are two different types of ball players. He's a real good hitter, but I think I do more on the base than Stan do. And I think I use up more energy than Stan would. But even though I have to admire the guy to even go that far.
Well, Willie, if an occasional 2 or 3 days rest in a hospital will keep Willie Mays playing ball for another 10 years, I'm sure all of your followers will be more than pleased.
Thank you, Kyle.
That was Willie Mays, fans, and this has been Tops in Sports, brought to you by the United States Air Force. This is Kyle Roach. Tops in Sports is written by Dick Young and produced by Brad Simpson for the United States Air Force in cooperation with this station.
They took the blue from the skies and the pretty blue.